The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
23 minutes after 5, Mark Wilson, Paul Mushaven checking in. 17 degrees out there this morning, no wind. It's funny when you live here and you're out in the elements, you have a day like this, that feels pretty good compared to where we were over the weekend. Got a chance of some snow coming in, we're not done with the cold yet. Friday night's overnight low 11 below, but Saturday 39 degrees, Sunday 43, Monday 41. Get all that snow burned off the roads and it'll just be stuff on the side of the road and a chilly memory. Played Nitty Gritty because they're going to do their farewell tour. Eagles are near the end of their farewell tour. Joe Bonsall of the Oak Ridge Boys said he's done touring. And the funny thing with Nitty Gritty is Jimmy Ibbotson, who sang the original lead on Fishing in the Dark and sang lead on quite a few of Nitty Gritty's hits, he's not going to tour with them. He quit the band in 2000, didn't like being on the road. And I understand that. I already spend more nights in motel rooms in a year than I want to, and it's probably single digits in a year. But they're going to tour, do about 30, 35 shows. The closest one I saw was South Dakota. And I would really have to think hard on which country act I've seen the most times. It's either Sawyer Brown or Nitty Gritty. But they've both been through here a lot.
When's that tour start?
March.
Oh, well, then you may see Jeff Hanna again down there at Ocumal.
I'm done with him.
Are you?
Yeah.
He wouldn't pay any attention to you.
No, he ignored me 2 years ago. He was at our resort, and he'd come down and get coffee where, we didn't cover that at the meeting, but there's a coffee area that's just for guys.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you guys are up early and you're walking around, you can stop by and say hi, but you can't stay.
Well, Julie ruined that.
Yeah.
And broke into our tradition. But yeah, 2 years ago, Mark, I'm down at the beach taking a nap, and he comes running down. He's sweating, face beat red. Paul, you know who I just saw? What? Jeff Hanna. I'm going, what? Who in the hell? He's not with our group. Who in the hell's that? You know, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. That Jeff Hanna. I got to go find him. Runs back up there. Well, wasn't Fishing in the Dark's probably their last radio hit, isn't it?
I would say so, and that was about 87. If they had something after that, it was nowhere near as big as Fishing in the Dark.
Yeah.
And you're a band like that, you're lucky because you get two signature songs. You got Fishing in the... You got Fishing in the Dark.
Oh, my God.
And Mr. Bojangles, which is their breakthrough song back in 1970 that they still do at every show. Well, and then Jeff Hanna is married to a fairly prolific songwriter, that Matresa Berg. I know she co-wrote Fast Cars and Freedom for Rascal Flatts and had a bunch of other hits. So
she had a hit herself, didn't she?
I think she did.
I can't remember the name of it, but I remember she had a she had a hit. For a while, it wasn't a big hit, but it was it got radio play.
Oh, she wrote "I'm That Kind of Girl" for Patti Loveless. "If I Fall, You're Going Down With Me." "The Last One to Know," my favorite Reba song.
See, these are categories that you're going to hear about all week.
"Wild Angels" for Martina McBride. So,
oh yeah,
successful. "You and Tequila," which Mallory likes.
Well, probably do a lot of fairs, that kind of stuff, then they're going to tour again. So,
well, last time Nitty Gritty played here, they played on some stage downtown outdoors. And I remember them for Zoograss, seen them at Metra, Alberta Bear.
Yeah, they, excuse me, they were the opening acts for people. And which really is the way to go. That's the gig, because you get to play early.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Mark?
Yes.
You get to play and get out of there early. You're not up till 11 o'clock.
That's why the Sheryl Crow concert with Pink is going to be so awesome in Missoula in August.
What, she's first?
She plays first.
Oh, there you go. Yep, there you are.
Well, here's more crap you won't care about. There's some older acts when they go on the road, and they're both about equal in record sales.
Yeah.
They'll alternate. One night, band A will open, and the next night, band B. So one guy's off early every other night.
You're right. That is crap that I don't care about.
As I was scanning stuff this morning, I looked, the Maggie Show Big ag trade show going on in Great Falls.
Who is that? When is that?
Today.
Oh, it's not the last week.
No, today, tomorrow, and Friday. And you can tell that this show was put together by somebody in agriculture. I'm not going to spend all day Saturday talking about tractors. I got stuff to do.
Well, that is this weekend. They have a big one in, I think it's in Fargo or someplace, the Red Iron Show, they call it. And then there's a big one back in the Midwest, huge, huge farm show, huge, every year. And they got all the latest and greatest, and but you can't afford it. Mm. Folks, let me tell you something about, I was telling Mark this morning, I watched the markets and stuff, and wheat lost 14 cents yesterday. It's about 580 something a bushel. You know, you know, this year you'd probably be all right because yields were so good. Mm-hmm. It was the best crop ever for a lot of guys. I know it was for me. I know it was for a lot of guys, at least in our area. And at $5.80, you can probably make a little money, unless you're buying machinery.
Boy.
I'm telling you, folks, this new machinery, new tractors, new sprayers, stuff like that, new combines, you're looking at between $700,000 and $1 million for these now.
How do you make that pencil out on dry land wheat?
Yeah. So what if you can make 50 cents a bushel profit, mm-hmm. you know? You get, and you can harvest 100,000 bushel every year, which is 2,000 acres of wheat at a 50 bushel an acre yield.
Which is pretty good.
And you make a buck. Great. You make 50 cents. Say you make 50 cents profit. That's $50,000 a year profit. How in the hell are you ever going to pay for a $800,000 sprayer, an $800,000 tractor, an $800,000 comb? How are you going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, when wheat's $10, it makes a difference. But it doesn't hit $10. It hits $10 about once every 9 years. Something will happen. Like I always tell you, weather and supply, mm-hmm. just the right scenario, and bam, there you go. So, yeah, Ukraine, they want more money, more aid, you know. That was another quagmire we probably should have never got. In fact, the Ukraine thing, folks, is something that would have never happened ever if we would have had the right guy in the office.
Right.
They would have never gone in. But we're weak. We've showed that. We got a weak leader. Look what we're doing to Iran. And over there, they're still blowing up ships, attacking us with missiles. And they won't go, folks, they won't cut the head of the snake off. No, they're not going to cut the head of the snake off because President Obama is cozy with them and he's making all the calls anyway. They're not going to go after Iran. They keep going after these little Houthi pockets here and there. They're not going to cut the head of the snake off. And that's the most dangerous.
Yeah.
Not going to do that. That's another thing. That would have never happened under right leadership. North Korea, that wouldn't have happened. China, they'd be calm, tamed. They wouldn't do anything. None of this stuff would have happened. Last president was the only president we had in 70 years that never started a new war. Last one. So leadership matters. And this Ukraine guy just keeps wanting more money and money, and Biden keep giving it to him. Well, they're compromised because of the deal that his son made with Ukraine, and the Biden family benefited. We all know that. And where in the hell's Europe? Huh? Where in the hell's Europe? You know, when my neighbor's place catches on fire, I go there.
Right.
To help. I don't wait till somebody from Belfry comes all the way up here to give them the aid they need to fight the fire. I do. I'm right next to it. I help. Same with Ukraine. Where all these idiots from Europe, Germany, France, Poland, all of them, Austria, where are they? These guys are knocking on your door. They're on your Western Front, for God's sakes. And yet, we're funding everything.
Mm-hmm.
Where's their help? Where's your help? Make them step up. After all, you know, people can't get the food that they need from the Ukraine, their wheat and stuff. Well, if it's affecting you, then you step up, right? Like we all do. Then you step up. Can't fund all this stuff. We're broke. We're broke, and we're funding it.
Oh, yeah.
We're funding it. You and I and everybody else listen. We're funding. You know, folks, I was going to look up some stuff, and I never have done. I'm going to do that some morning. I'm going to look up some stuff and show you and tell you how big and out of control government has gotten over the last 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
From 1920 on. Roosevelt started all the problems. He started a lot of it. You won't even believe the rights that you had, because the government was just there to serve us. It was just there to protect us and serve the people. Now, liberalism and the democratic way in America has made it so we serve the government. It's like China, really. Mm. The only difference is we don't have as good of firecrackers as they do in China. And we don't eat deer penis and dog meat and all that other stuff, Wilson.
All right.
That's a damn truth. If it's the truth, it's not redneck.
Better firecrackers.
That better firecracker. Oh, in fact, I see this morning. Hold on. Headline. Fireworks factory explodes in Thailand, causing multiple injuries, possible deaths. Huge fireworks. So there goes the price of fireworks. Yeah, Bangkok. One blew up today. But our government has bloated so much. They've taken all the power away from the people, and that's done on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They want the power over you. Wear a mask. Get the shot or you're fired. Drive this car. Do this, do that, do this, do that. That was never the intention of government. The government was there to help the people and serve you. You had all the power because you voted. You have all the direction of which way. And it has just been grown extensively out of control over the last 100 years to the point where you can't stop it. It's mastitized so bad that it spreads so you can't stop. We have to. Our nation is just dependent on us taking away and shrinking government. It just has to happen. And I don't know who's going to do it. But someday I'll go over some. Well, like I told you the other day, in 1982, our debt was like $980 billion.
Mm-hmm.
$980 billion. Now it's $34 trillion.
And we have to keep passing bills to keep the government open.
Baseline budgeting. What happened to that? Why do they have that? Why don't they get the hell rid of that? Who, folks, how many of you folks get a 2 to 10% increase every year? Baseline budgeting, automatic, 2 to 10%. Nobody ever brings that up. That should be gone. Get Tester in here. We'll talk about that. Government has just grown out of control so much, ruining our everyday lives, taking away our freedoms, our values, our principles, butting their noses in every part of your business, every part. And then locally, we see what Big Brother does in Washington. So we got people like Mayor Bill Cole and our city council. And we have people watch that and think, man, we got more power here than we thought. We're going to let you know where you have to stack your firewood on your house.
Mm-hmm. And park your RV in the winter.
That's right. And when it snows, you better get that sidewalk shoveled. Well, wait a minute. You didn't want sidewalks, remember? Oh, yeah. But they put that little deal on your taxes to where they wanted to make improvements. So you had to pay for the sidewalk in front of your house. And now, if you don't shovel it, we fine your ass.
Mm-hmm.
You see how this, it just, from Big Brother all the way down. Well, your camper's too big to park on the side of your house. It has to be 22 feet or less, not 24. And blah, 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 this and that. Little bitty things, little bit of freedoms for the last 100 years that have been taken away. Taken away. We'll go over that someday. Not today, but someday. I had yesterday, it got up to 32 degrees out at the ranch yesterday.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. 32. Felt great. And you know how cold it was here yesterday? When I got home, 50 minutes later, it was like night and day difference. We hardly had any wind, and it was way warmer.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was nasty walking out here at 10 yesterday.
Yeah, it was colder than the other day when it was zero and the sun was out. Yeah. And we were supposed to have some snow. We had about a half inch of snow last night. I see it didn't snow here in Billings. But they got a flood warning, flood watch out right now because of the ice jams.
Mm-hmm.
So certain low-lying areas.
They had a hot springs north of Butte on Interstate 15. The hot springs froze and backed up yesterday.
That's cold.
When your hot, freaking hot springs freezes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Through, let's see here. This is through tomorrow at, tomorrow afternoon.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
Flooding caused by ice jams been reported along the Bighorn River near Kingley Road and Highway 47. Low-lying areas, got to watch out. Boy, you just need to fly over that and throw a DuPont spinner in it, Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
That'll take care of it. But let the military practice on it. Yeah, they got some ice jams down there, so that's a problem. They've opened up shelters down south, places like Louisiana and Mississippi, because the temperatures were supposed to approach freezing. So they opened up shelters, folks. Shelters down there. And the temperatures were to get 30 degrees. But and I see we're getting a little break because tomorrow night isn't now expected to be as cold. Remember, we were going to be 19 below there at one point, and now they backed off on that 10 degrees. So Thursday night when the sky's clear now, about 9 below, and they backed off on the snow, too.
All good news.
20% today. Tonight's the best chance, 80%, 1 to 3 inches tonight. And then on Thursday, 50%. But when it gets that cold, it's hard to snow anyway. So 1 to 3 now, we can deal with that. That's not a problem. Next week, the weather. Well, starting Saturday, folks, the weather gets good. You're going to have... We should have all learned our lessons. I've learned my lesson. I already told Mark one of my plans this morning when I came in. You have a bunch of good days to get set for the next one. With 30s and 40s now all the way through the end of the month.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Which is good. I'm glad because that'll be easy for John when he's taking care of stuff for me. And well, by next Thursday and Friday, 40s again. 80s for some. But So we're getting a break here, which is good. Getting a break. I got a few simple items I have to pick up at Target or someplace. You ever go to Target every once in a while? Do you stop in there?
Once in a while I do.
They got the best selection of sunscreen, and I always get a bunch of sunscreen, and got a good selection of that. But I don't go there as much as a guy probably should. But
yeah, but you're a minimalist when it comes to shopping.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You're not wandering the aisles of Walmart looking for more stuff to take home.
Oh, that's cute.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna try that. No, not me. I buy oil.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Bung thotter. Yeah. You know, when you run out of that, or what? You know, you use some of that.
Right.
But yeah, you.
Well, my daughter likes it, so we'll go there for stuff. She wants to get presents for friends or something.
Got to make a couple stops here and get some filters today, that kind of stuff. So, regular day.
Not surprisingly, down the hall, Aaron Flint, who also has to write articles, wrote his article yesterday about how many car batteries were sold.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned that the other day in my article
about
automotive parts stores. How many did he say?
1,000. He talked with the guy at Batteries Plus, 514 Central.
Yeah. I know, I bought one for my tractor, and I got mine at O'Reilly, and they had stacks of them stacked up. from the old ones that were brought in. It's good that Aaron is reading our stuff and getting ideas for his future articles, Mark.
Well, he's a nice kid. We want to help him out.
You know what he'll write about today? Schoolhouse Rock. I don't know how.
I already own it.
I read a very interesting article on the origins of Schoolhouse Rock yesterday. Riveting, folks. I was going to go to bed at 10:30 last night, and I didn't. I stayed up and read the whole article.
My internet's down now.
Well, as we get closer to the election too, folks, they're going to do more and more to try to buy your vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, people don't, they won't vote on principle, they won't vote on country, they won't vote on moral values, their beliefs. They vote on dollars all the time.
Well, you've said for years people vote with their wallets.
And
if it looks like I'm going to get my student loans paid for,
that's right.
You're going to lower my tax, I'm going to get some money, then I'm voting for you.
You know, they just announced, the Biden administration announced another student loan program. They want to pay off all this. And you can't do that without Congress. The Supreme Court already shot it down. They're going to try it again.
Well,
they got another one in here. They want to enhance child tax credits. They want to do that. And they also want to bank... Or they also want to, government wants to force, once again, see, this is government. They want to force banks to drop their overdraft fees to $3. That's going to stop it, isn't it? Remember Barry Goldwater?
Mm-hmm.
Justice, moderation in a pursuit of justice holds no virtue.
What the hell do you think's going to happen?
Same thing with overdraft. Mark, I can overdraw my bank account $100 and only pay $3.
Mm-hmm. Now, you and I remember when it used to be only $3, $253 years ago. I don't even know what it is now.
And why? Why is that? Well, folks, Americans, the Biden administration, well, this is stupid. Which one is it? The Biden administration said this is an unnecessary burden on American consumers, those living paycheck to paycheck. It could eliminate billions of dollars of revenue for the biggest banks. And $3. Well, I thought you said everybody in the country is doing better. Mm-hmm. Everybody is making more money and the cost is going down. So which one is it? Is it we're not doing better, everybody's broke, we can't make it? Or is it we are all better, everybody's doing fine, and we don't need it? Well, they know. So they're lying both ways. Both ways to sundown, they're lying. Banks are making too much money. See, what here? This goes back to what we talked about. Government. Government wants to determine how much money you folks can make.
That is true.
You take all the risk. You build a business. You're a plumber. You're a construction guy. You invested all your time, your effort, your blood, your sweat, your hours. You have headaches, your body aches, all that. They want to determine, though, how much money you can make. That's not how America was built. The hopes and dreams of becoming wealthy, capitalism, making as much money as you can. They're shooting that down, folks. And so they want to limit that. Banks aren't allowed to make money. When banks make money, they can loan it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is part of the economy. When banks make money, they pay you more.
Mm-hmm.
Savings accounts, CD accounts, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, CD rates are up right now.
Mm-hmm. No, they're going after them. They could eliminate billions of dollars of revenue for the biggest banks. You see how they do it? How come the Biden administration wasn't worried about eliminating billions of dollars from pharmaceutical companies when you were getting your COVID shot?
Yeah, there you go. I'd love to hear that answered.
And the government paid for them. Billions of dollars. What a bunch of a-holes. Eliminate billions of fee revenue. Well, what kind of deterrent is that? You know? What kind of deterrent is that?
It's not. Plain and simple.
Oh, yeah. I'm overdrawing $100, but it only costs me $3.
Right.
This is crazy, folks. Banks charge a customer an overdraft fee. if your balance falls below zero. And by the way, competition. If some banks want to do that on their own, they could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then people would bank there.
Right.
If they're worried about it. Some people offer cars cheaper than others. Some people offer groceries cheaper than others. Clothing. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's how capitalism and competition works.
Right.
And if you don't have the money, you shouldn't spend it.
Yeah, but that's none of our business.
No. And the economy's doing so well. We have no inflation. All this, they tell us. And now they're going after bank fees because everybody can't afford to live from week to week. So they know.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
For too long, banks have charged an exorbitant overdraft fee, sometimes $30 or more, that hit the most vulnerable Americans. President Joe Biden said, banks call it a service. I call it exploitation. You know what I call you? See, we don't have foreign countries paying us money.
That's right.
Like you do. You loser. Exploitation. Let's talk about exploitation with Joe Biden. You want to do that? When that 15-year-old babysitter sat on his lap. And people, you know what? People were lucky it's only $20, $25, $30. And it's not a crime to spend money that you don't have.
That's a good point, because it ought to be.
Once again, see, they're going after votes. They're going after votes. The rule would apply to banks that have $10 billion in assets, which is 175 of them around the country. Banks created a service that allowed certain customers with checking accounts to go negative in their accounts and avoid bouncing paper checks. You know, banks have to do a little bit of work, too, when that happens. What, do you expect them just to do that work free, cover your check until you get it back, send you a notice, do all this and that for free?
Right.
Bank of America cut their fee anyway from $35 to $10 2 years ago. $10. $10. Nah, way too high. It's got to be three. $10. You overdraft your account. It's a $10 fine.
It's a fancy cup of coffee.
$10. Nope, we're going after that. The rule, if it's adopted, it would go into effect in 2025. So, once again, government, folks. Big government. Big government. They're getting their claws into everything. Everything. And we cannot stop it. Well, we can if you put the right people in there, but that never. It's just so big. So many things need to be fixed. It's impossible for a person to do it. It's going to take decades to try to correct the situation. The Fed stepped in. They won't let JetBlue Airlines take over Spirit. It was a $3.8 billion takeover deal. And in the scope of things today, that's a small deal.
Yeah.
Won't let them do it. Nikki Haley said she's not going to participate in any more debates unless it's just with Donald Trump. He's not going to do that. Who wants to argue with a woman?
And by the way, you're not even in second place.
Right.
That benefits him in no way, shape, or form.
Yep. Not going to do it. Supreme Court Tuesday did not intervene in a debate over bathrooms for transgender students coming from a school district in Chicago. The court in Chicago upheld an order that granted transgender boys access to boys' bathrooms. Should be two bathrooms. I can fix this in a blink of an eye for everybody. Keep everybody happy. Two bathrooms, a women's and an everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
There, easy. Women's and everyone else. That way, women still have their privacy. Guys don't care. Guys pee on the side of the highway. They don't care.
Guys pee on golf courses, for
right.
crying out loud.
I hear it all the time in the airports. Guys are having conversations talking about their day when they're sitting there crapping right next to the other guy in the other stall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Two bathrooms, women's and everyone else. That's it. There, that handles that. You can go in and mingle. Do whatever you do. Okay, what else do we have here today? I see that the power demand folks over the weekend, we've talked about this. And I remember a few months ago, I brought that article in from that Rural Electric magazine that said, very soon, Montana is going to be an importer of electricity. Mm-hmm. Remember I read that?
I do.
Guess what we were over the weekend, folks? We were an importer of electricity. We did not have the capacity to supply all of the customers in Montana the power we needed. Northwestern Energy had to buy, I can't remember what it was, 600 megawatts of power or something to get us through those peak times. We did not have it. Why? Wind turbines were shut down. Wind wasn't turning. And it was cloudier than hell. The whole time it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
And solar wasn't producing the way it should. So we had to import electricity from hydroelectric, coal, and natural gas places around, outside of our area, in order to supply us the electricity that we needed. That should scare the hell out of people. We were an importer. That's bad. That's really, really bad, especially when we have the resources. Yep, we were an importer of juice. And, by the way, that costs more. It costs more to buy it and deliver it than it does to produce it and deliver it. And so Northwest Energy takes a hit. Takes a hit. We were an importer over the weekend. School District 2 panel recommends banning a graphic novel. Two board trustees, an appeals panel, recommended the Japanese sci-fi graphic novel series Assassination Classroom be banned from school libraries. Others fought it. I'll tell you what should be banned from School District 2 is our history books. I read them. Not too many radio guys around the country read books from School District 2. I did. I was concerned about the health books. And folks, the health books are great. They're perfect. I love the health books they used. The introduction to psychiatry class, that book, folks, that should be burned. That's crazy, especially if you read the background of the woman that wrote it.
Right.
The panel's recommendation to ban the book series will be put to a vote at the school board meeting. They said the book is appropriate for high schoolers. There's no evidence, they said, that banning a book would result in safer schools. Well, we have evidence that phonics makes for smarter reading students.
Mm-hmm.
We have all that evidence. By the way, there's no evidence that drag queens reading to kids improves vocabulary scores either, but we do that.
True story.
It's awful. There's stuff in these books promote school shooting violence against teachers, and there's people arguing that it should remain there. Get the hell out of our school district then you teach your kids that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, the schools are having a difficult enough time teaching them to read, write, and do math.
Mm-hmm.
Those three things. School District 2 to help teach conflict resolution skills to students. They are going to address and train school staff to teach conflict resolution skills. Folks, I'm telling you, this is what social media has done to our educational system. No doubt about it. We never needed to teach those skills. We understood that. How to avoid a conflict. How to avoid a black eye. The hell? Well, it's a different world now. Well, yeah, it is. So let's go back to the good one.
Yeah, where you keyboard warriors wouldn't pop off.
No. No cell phones in schools. No cell phones
mm-hmm.
in schools. Well, you could bring them in, but they have to stay in your locker.
Right.
There you go. What's wrong with that rule?
Nothing.
What's wrong with that rule? Tell me all the harm that not having a cell phone in the classroom and on your person all day long would do.
Because you're on it the rest of your life. If you're awake, you're on that damn phone.
All day. Give me the harm that would do. What harm would that do to remove all, to have a no phone in class, in school policy? You can check them at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
What harm would that do?
And a lot of schools do that, but not all of them.
Yeah. What harm would that do? Students and teachers learn how to make good choices with this. I knew how to make a good choice.
We never had cell phones in high school.
Conflict resolution skills. That's more time. When we had Dr. Garcia in, I'm surprised he's behind. I don't know. I don't know if he loves this idea or if he doesn't like it. But when we had him in the first day and we talked to him about a few things, he said, our teachers are spending too much time doing far more other things than teaching reading, math, things like that, these skills that they need. And he said, we need to do a better job. We need to become more efficient with the 8 hours that we have our students. Well, if you take time now teaching conflict resolution, it's got to take time from something.
Mm-hmm.
And who comes up with a curriculum for this stuff? That's what I always... Who comes up with a curriculum? Like that psychology book I wrote, folks, that was the curriculum they chose to choose your kids? Where parent or... Let me give you an idea. I still remember that. Pissed me off. That psychology chick that wrote that book. This is what they teach kids in psychology class, that parents are just inherent bullies anyway, just by their sheer stature and size over their children. They put the fear of God in them. This is the kind of crap she's teaching these young kids. Your parents are bullies. They just have a big advantage over you because of their size and stature alone. This was in that psychology book.
Mm-hmm.
Damn right you better be afraid of me.
It worked really well with me and my dad.
Bill Cosby said, I brought you into this world. I could take you out.
That's right.
But I'd like to hear what he had to say about that. We'll have to get him in here again. I really enjoyed our conversation with him.
Good guy.
I think he's honest. I think he has the best interests of the kids his priority.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So we got a lot of problems, folks, that we have to fix. Dang it, anymore. Things used to be so simple, so easy, and now, God, everything is so complicated and messed up. Makes you wonder.
Mm-hmm.
We ever going to get it together again? Is it salvageable? Can we save it? These relentless attacks on our way of life and how we were brought up and America in general, they're unending. Unending. People hate it. If you hate our country, then get out. We got all these people trying to run in.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make the country different. No, you don't do that. You find a country that is more suitable for you, just like a job. People switch jobs all the time, then switch countries.
Yeah.
You know, people switch jobs. This job just isn't right for me. I don't like it. It's not the kind of work I want. So what do they do? Do they change the company?
No.
All right. Then why in the hell are we doing that with a country? This is the country. This is what we offer. This is what it is. This is our constitution. These are laws. This is how we make money. This is capitalism. This is how we educate. This is what they learn in schools. Well, I don't like that. So you need to change the whole system for me. Hey, here's one of these for you. You go find a country then that appeals to you,
mm-hmm.
like you would a job. I don't like the job. I go find a new job that appeals to me. More my style. Same thing for country. Instead of wrecking it for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Hell, you and I talked off the air yesterday. We got people that work here. They don't want to work here.
No.
But we're not changing things for them.
That's right. That's right. There's other options. Same thing for America. If you don't like America, go live in the Ukraine or some other place. Europe, right up your alley. You like all that stuff? Go there. Someplace. Canada. You think it's cold here? Go up there. Something. Oh, well. That's why I need a break. I need 7 days of more Jeff Hanna trivia. That's what I need, folks.
I'm here for you,
buddy.
That'll
fix me up.
First news coming up, 6:14 on Weird Wednesday.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley. The Blue Cat. It's where it's at.